Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, in the town of Mary and her sister Martha. When Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Let us go into Judea again. Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, that I may awaken him out of his sleep. His disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well." Jesus said, "Lazarus is dead." When Jesus came, he found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." Jesus said, "Take away the stone." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth. Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." The chief priests and the Pharisees from that day forth took counsel together to put him to death. They had given a commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should show it, that they might take him.